With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Courthouses nationwide are being told to prepare for possible security threats as the presidential election approaches. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The nation's judges are being warned that courthouses could face security threats as the November election approaches. The warning was issued by a top security official in the federal judiciary who noted security concerns related to events and incidents connected to the upcoming election, including recent suspicious letters sent to state officials. Courts were encouraged to discuss potential local threats with law enforcement and review protective measures. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In the meantime, a judge has ordered a mental health evaluation for a California man arrested in a courthouse bomb attack last week that injured five people. 20-year-old Nathan McGuire had allegedly planned to kill deputies and a judge. Also at SRNNews.com, correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports Hezbollah has confirmed Israel's announcement it killed the group's leader.
Israel's strikes on Hezbollah targets pounded areas around Lebanon's capital overnight. The streets of Beirut's southern suburbs were empty and smoke rising as the sun came up on Saturday. The UN says the number of those displaced by the conflict from southern Lebanon has more than doubled, with more than 211,000 people now displaced. At least 20 primary health care centres have shut down now in hard-hit areas of Lebanon. In a speech Friday at the United Nations, Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed that the campaign against Hezbollah would continue. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Police in South Africa say 17 people have been killed in two separate mass shootings that took place in close proximity to each other in a very small town. This is SRN News. An NFL Hall of Famer takes on Kamala Harris.
Former coach Tony Dungy has a problem with the vice president's assertion that, quote, one does not have to abandon their faith to support abortion. Writing on X, Dungy asks Harris, quote, exactly what faith are you talking about? Are you talking about Christianity or some nebulous general faith that says we're good enough and smart enough to make our own decisions? The vice president identifies as a Christian and attends a Baptist church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Former President Donald Trump receiving strong support from white evangelical Protestants in his presidential bid. About 8 in 10 evangelical voters supported him in 2020, but a small group of liberals looking to pull believers away from Trump's fold and into Kamala Harris' corner. A group called Evangelicals for Harris running ads and targeting voters in swing states. This is SRN News. Oregon election officials striking more than 1,200 people from the state's voter rolls.
That's after determining they did not provide proof of citizenship when they were registering to vote. The mistake occurred in part because Oregon has allowed some residents who aren't citizens to obtain driver's licenses since 2019. The disclosures come amid heightened scrutiny of voter rolls nationwide, from Oregon to Arizona and Texas, as the presidential election nears. Citing an influx of immigrants in recent years, Republicans have raised concerns about the possibility that people who aren't citizens will be voting. John Scott reporting.
North Carolina appeals court blocking students and employees at the state's flagship public university from providing a digital ID produced by the school when voting to comply with a new photo ID mandate. That decision at least temporarily reverses a decision by the state board of elections. More details, SRNNews.com.